Welcome to our podcast, Teal Tea. My name is Susanne.
And I am Ute.
And today we have a guest from the Ukraine again. And this time it's Luba Maksimovic. And Luba belongs to the Sonntagsclub Lviv Zamok. She is the vice president and she is a member of Sonta for 16 years. She will tell us about it. And she founded a center for women's perspective in Lviv, and we are going to talk about that. Luba, I'm very happy that you are here today. Welcome.
Hello, I'm really happy to have some conversation with both of us, and I'm really happy to tell a little bit about what's happened in Ukraine, what is the situation.
Yes, thank you very much, Luba. Maybe you tell us about the Sonntagsclub first. And when I get it right, you have also been area director of the area 4 from 2016 to 2018. So you are a very active member of Sonta, obviously.
Thank you very much. And I'm the member of the club Lviv Zamok in Lviv, and a long period of time. And I was area director of 04. And exactly, I tried to improve a lot of women's activity in Lviv and in Ukraine. And this is my goals as a human rights to help women to be more active and more have a more real leadership program.
Okay, and a part of your activities in Sonta, you founded this NGO, a Center for Women's Perspectives. What is that?
Yes, it's a part of our activities is the same what I am doing in women's perspective, and mostly this is a prevention violence in family, prevention discrimination of women, and prevention trafficking of women. And this is exactly my experience is very important to help Zontians in Ukraine understand what is this problem, how we can help women to with his human rights, and exactly how do we invite other women to understand this problem. And the same activity what we are doing together as a club and as a women's perspective is the 16 Day Without Violence is a big action of the world.
And how do you finance this Center for Women's Perspectives?
This is NGO, and we are working. We have a very big fundraising activity. We have the strategy fundraising in our center, and we work with many different organizations. We work with USAID, European Union, Swedish Embassy. We are working very close with SIDA, Canadian SIDA. We are work very close with Open Society Foundation, Sigrid Foundation, and many other donors we have. We provide activity. You understand this is 24 years is a long period of time. We are, as an organization, we are one of the biggest organizations in Ukraine.
And what can you give some examples? What are concrete activities which you provide for the women?
If we are talking about just now, just now is exactly we change our activities because the war in Ukraine and we create a shelter, specialty shelter for women and kids. It was the second day of the war. We were looking for premises, for some place where we can open this shelter, because it was one of the biggest problem. This shelter need to be very close near the train station, because it was a big evacuation and a lot of women arrived to Lviv with his kids, and they tried to be safe and they was looking abroad the country, and they tried to go. They don't know where they can go, okay? As organization and Zontians who understand what does mean trafficking problem of women and kids, I was very enthusiastic, and I was I called to business. A business gave me a free premises of his offices, and we create the shelter for women. I don't know, we spent about 3 hours for that. And we have about 17 women and kids in the night. And this, it was the, as for me, it was very helpful idea to create this shelter, because it was the idea to create a temporary place, you know, for 1, 2, 3, or 5 days that they can stay and understand what they need to do. If they will go abroad the country, or if they will stay in Ukraine.
And do you help these women and kids to find some new perspective? Yes. And
yes, of course. And we was working as a Zontians in this club, and I very appreciate District 27, our Zontians, because they was asking us how we can help, and they help us for first few days. That we can help these women. We can give them a psychologist consulting. We can start managed of the shelter, of course. And we was every time we was asking our Zontians when they can go. Exactly, we give them many knowledge about how to be safe, not only with kids, but how to be safe that they could not be trafficked, you know, because mostly of these women don't know this problem.
Mm-hmm. So you got money to help them, or what was the main...
We don't have possibility to give them money, because Zontag give us some support, but it's they give us support for provide some activities, not for money. In Ukrainian law, we cannot pay the cash for this kind of we don't have this kind of activity to pay directly cash for women. Yes, mm-hmm. And provide other support for them. We give them some place where they can stay. We give them some food. We give them the clothes. We give them possibility to have services like psychologists, social support. We give some possibility art therapy for kids, and exactly other services what we can do. As for me, is the one of the general, we give them a knowledge. We give them a knowledge how to be safe if they like to go abroad the country, how they need to have a copy of the passport, they need to have some information in the package of the kids, this telephone number of the mom telephone number, you know, because sometimes I make a small research about what kind of women are going abroad the country, and I would like to say that 90% of them don't know any languages.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let me ask again, this money from the District 27,
yes.
this supports you to provide all these things for the women. Is that true?
Of course. Okay. Directly for the women and kids, and exactly, we provide this everything support. It was only for shelter and only for women who stay in this shelter. But I have this support directly through the organization, and it was really not flexible. I cannot give them a cash, you know.
Sure.
They only get them some services. what I was talking about.
Yeah, okay. And how is the situation developing? I mean, we see in the media that the war is going on. And do you have more refugees in Lviv and the situation is more and more difficult? Or how do you experience this?
It's my experience. It was the first month where a lot of women tried to go abroad the country, and about 70%, and other women looking for stay in village near the Lviv region. And we have so many refugees in Lviv. But now I can see that we have some situation where, you know, that we have a war and the Russian army don't give a possibility to move some refugees to west part of Ukraine. Every time it's a terrible situation. They mostly kill them, or this women and kids, or take them to the Russia, you know?
Yeah.
The special. It's a terrible situation. People like to go to be safe and like to go to move to west part of Ukraine, but they don't give them this possibility. It's so terrible. And mostly, but now we have a little bit lost number of refugees because they cannot really go to Lviv, you know? Is the problem is, but I can look for other situation. When I've been in Przemysl in Polish 1 week ago, I traveled to special to Przemysl to look how is going on, what is the in the border control, you know. Does we have some information of prevention trafficking on the border control? How is our friend from Polish are working that? And I can look that so many women and kids are going back to Ukraine, you know? Mm-hmm. Probably it was the women who, it was a situation when women go abroad the country, they spend some money and they don't know any languages. They have only domestic passport. And they try to understand that they cannot adapt it there, you know? Mm-hmm. And now they came back to Ukraine.
Oh.
And, we are just now, we are working and we create a 3 additional shelter in Lviv. The special, not contemporary accommodation, but for long period of time, the special for this kind of women who will be back with kids and they don't know where they need to go. They don't have any apartment and nothing. And we just now we create a 3 additional shelter because our model of shelter is very well and our local government tells that we are one of the best model of shelter, how to help this kind of refugee women and kids. And we will create and probably we will have about 60 or 80 places.
Mm-hmm.
For women, and exactly we will be working with them a long period of time. Especially we create with women's organization, we are communicate and with Zontians, and we will create a long-term program for help for this kind of women, for adaptation, for some maybe found a job, I don't know, but we will do that.
Okay.
And our in the future situation, what we try to do.
Mm-hmm. So you will still need a lot of money for a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
To do this work.
Yes, probably we will need some financial support and some charitable donation for activity because this is we need to help them for adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
We need some of them don't. I have information that many firm will be moved from east part of Ukraine to west part of Ukraine. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to have to work in very close with unemployment center. You know, and with this firm and look how we can adapt them to find a job to stay here before its war will finish, you know. And exactly, we need to create a program for kids. It's a kinder school. We need some time. I understand that we will need to have some support, not like only money. We need to have a support like equipment, like iPad, telephone, or some communication to look, you know, mm-hmm. this kind of support, maybe clothes, you know, clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm sorry about my English. Yes, and exactly. We are preparing the program because it's something new. We need to understand what they need, you know, mm-hmm. What they need, and then we need to be very flexible for adaptation. And just now we are working with other organization in West part of Ukraine, women's organization, and we will discuss how we can help. The next problem is to create a new program, how to build a network in society, you know, mm-hmm. the special in community. You see?
Because
it's not, we will be not working only with this women who are stay in Lviv. We would like to develop activity to work in this village, you know, with other society and organization.
Mm-hmm. You sound so powerful, Luba, and so full of energy to help these women. What is your personal feeling concerning your safety in Lviv? Are you caring? Or do you think we will manage and we will be safe in Lviv?
Oh, yeah. If I understand you clever, I would like to say that just now in this war, nobody is safe in Ukraine. I will be talking about the war. Because every time I am talking that please close the sky. This is the main problem because they are bombing. It's not the war. It's like a genocide because they are bombing buildings, hospital, you know, infrastructure, and this. It's a real genocide, you know, and we cannot do. I don't know what's happened with me tomorrow, yeah. because we cannot be safe here, you know. I ask about my activity, ask about organization. We have a lot of volunteer in Zontians help us. And other women, young women help us. And we have in organization, we have about 20, 30 volunteers who are women who are help us. It's the women who are very good network. We have a good network. We are communicate every day. And this is what we can do, yes, for Ukraine. Everybody need his need to help in this war, you know, and especially what we can do, we doing.
Mm-hmm. Luba, thank you very much for these interesting experiences. Our hearts are with you, and we admire what you do and the strength and power that came through that. What you told us, and yeah, we.
I would like to say all Zontians, I would like to say thank you so much that you hear me and we understand me. And as for me, as every woman in the world need to listen and understand that we need to do everything that it could be peace. It could not be in Europe so big genocide from Russian army because they never say stop.
Yes.
And could be, and every people need to understand if we cannot win, it will be a big war, that's all. And I know that we will win. And I'm really appreciate for the help, and I hope that we cannot forget what are doing in Ukraine. Every day we need to tell about situation in Ukraine.
Luba, that was very heartbreaking, and I think we will keep in touch. Maybe we can talk again in a couple of weeks. It's really great work what you're doing there, and yes, I don't know, I can't find any words. It's very impressive, and thank you very, very much for your being here and talking to us, and hopefully you will win, and hopefully peace will come back again. That would be very, very nice, and
we wish you all the best, Luba, and give our greetings to your Zonta sisters in Lviv.
Yes, I'm really happy that I'm Zontians.
Thank you very much, Luba. Take care. Thank you very much.
Keep in touch.
We keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.